power purifies. So it is with the Word of God. It has penetrating power. Fire penetrates. Our hearts get hard. Our minds get hard. The worst thing you can do when you feel, and you do feel it, deny it all you want to, but you do feel when your heart's getting hard, which really makes it worse because if it gets harder, you've allowed that to happen. Worst thing you can do is withdraw. When you feel your heart getting hard, the worst thing you can do is withdraw from God's Word. Because it's God's Word that can soften that heart. Seems to me that if we feel our hearts getting hard, that we need to just get in the Word and stay there till our hearts melt. It takes all day. It's what we need to do. So it has penetrating power. And we ought to read it with that desire that it would penetrate. There's something else that fire does. Fire hurts. Fire hurts. Fire can cause great pain. So does the Word of God. The Word of God can cut deeply. The Word of God can cause us great pain. But may I say that when the Word of God hurts us, when the Word of God pains us, if there is such a thing, that's a good pain. That's a good hurt because of what it will lead to. But again, a lot of people, they want to hear the Word of God, but I don't want to be hurt. That's what God's Word does. Just like fire, it hurts. It can kill. So it is with the Word of God. There's another aspect of fire. Fire provides comfort. Cold day like this, fire can provide comfort. Sit by a fireplace, provides comfort. If you're out in the cold, you build a fire, it provides comfort. That same fire that provides comfort, you stick your arm in that fire, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have pain. The same word that causes pain also comforts. And that's how God works. He causes us pain, He afflicts us, and then He comforts us. This is what God's Word does. And a lot of times people, lost people will do this. Immature Christians will do this. They want comfort. So they open the Word of God. They just kind of thumb through it, find a verse that will comfort them. It doesn't work that way. Many times to be comforted, you got to be hurt first. You have to be consumed and melted. A lot of times, people aren't in a condition to be comforted because their hearts are too hard. First, their hearts have to be melted. That's what the fire does. Now they can be comforted. But the Word of God is like fire. It comforts. It does all of these things. We see also the Word of God is like a hammer. A hammer. Now a hammer, of course, is a tool to accomplish a purpose. It is a tool to accomplish a purpose. The Bible is like a hammer. It is a tool to accomplish a purpose. Whose purpose? God's purpose. When the Holy Spirit takes the Word, He's using the tool. And He can use it like a hammer. A hammer can be used in several ways, of course. There's different sizes of hammers. You can take a little tack hammer. You can take a sledgehammer. The sledgehammer crushes. Sometimes the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to crush. to break the rock into pieces, to just shatter it. Sometimes he uses his word that way. Sometimes he uses his word just to chip away. Just chip away, like a little hammer. If you want to just chip away small pieces, you don't use a sledgehammer. You get a smaller hammer. And many times people get the idea, well, when God dealt with me, he just smashed everything immediately. Well, that may be so. That doesn't mean that's how God always works in your life. It doesn't mean that's how God's going to do it in everyone else's life. You have to look sometimes and see God chipping away. Chipping away. So I wish he would just smash it to pieces all at once. Concerning yourself or somebody else? Well, let's be honest. Yeah, we'd like to see God just smash someone else's heart to pieces and get it done with. But ours, we would prefer if he just chips away a little bit of time. That's God's business. How God uses the hammer is his business. Don't get caught up in, well, this person is, nothing's happening in their life whatsoever. I don't see anything. Well, God may just be chipping away. Chipping away. You never know how God is going to use his word. Does he not do both with us? When we sit down and we read the Word of God, there are times you read the Word of God and it's like a sledgehammer coming down upon us. And I mean, we're just crushed. And you can't read any further. You're just crushed. And those are wonderful times. I mean, at the time you may not think so, but in looking back, those are wonderful times. But as you look back at your life, you will see as a whole, that's usually not how God does it. Usually, God chips away. Just chips away. That's why we need to stay in the Word. Because God will use it to just chip away. You may not think that, well, it hasn't accomplished much today. Read again tomorrow. A little more will be chipped away. Read again the next day. A little more will be chipped away. Pretty soon, you chip enough away, and a change begins to manifest itself. So God's Word is a wonderful tool. It's like a hammer. And we'll stop there today. We'll continue looking at some of these